So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latour, hope you're well today. So let's talk about clarity. How do you keep moving forward in your business if you've not got clarity yet? And so there's a little topic I want to cover here called precession. Precession. It's like the word recession with a per at the start of it, precession. And this is a term coined, I think, by Buckminster Fuller. If you don't know who Buckminster Fuller is, you should read all his stuff. Pretty amazing guy. Definitely pull this stuff out and read it. But precession is this concept of you're going from point A and you want to get to point B, okay? And point B isn't even where you want to be, because you want to be somewhere better than that, but you don't know how to get to, say, point C, so you set off, okay? And this is what most people don't do. Most people haven't got all the information in front of them. You want to get to point C, so they don't set off, because they don't know where point C is. And yet other people will set off to point B, knowing that along the journey, point C will present itself. That's the concept of precession. Okay. Now, most people, let's put this into real life context. Most people don't start a business because they don't know what business they're going to start. They don't know what the business should look like. They don't know what the products are going to be. And I'm like, dude, just launch the business already. You'll find out the journey on the journey. Okay. You'll find out the result on the journey. That's what you should be doing. Yeah, but I haven't got all the pieces in place. Don't worry about that. Just start now. Close some business. Work it out later. You've got to move forward. And so we don't have clarity all the time. Certainly when we ran our digital marketing agency, we knew where we wanted to get to. We had a fair idea of what we wanted to create, which was basically a team that we could plug into a situation that we could use to grow our businesses. And we were like, well, how can we do this? And it was, okay, let's create some images for clients. Let's create some videos for clients. Let's create scheduling for clients. Let's have a content coordinator who acts as a go-between between clients and the people who actually do the work for videos and the images and so on. And we didn't really know what this was going to look like from a customer point of view. So we just stuck a web page together and we were like, okay, you want images, it's this month. You want videos, it's this month. You want your content coordinator, it's this month. If you want Facebook ads, it's this month. And that's not where we've ended up. That's where we started. Where we've ended up with is 6 month sales funnels. Okay, so we create the website, we create the landing pages, we create the sales funnel, we create the traffic, videos and images, we create Facebook ads to ramp up the traffic. Once we know what traffic works, we don't start Facebook ads on month one, that's for sure. It's usually month three at least, because month one, two, and maybe three, we want to actually work out what images work, what videos work, what are we getting the best returns from. And at that point, we go into Facebook ads. But that's not how we used to do it. We used to just shove it out and the client would tell us what they want and we would go do it. And now we really guide the clients into what they should be doing, because most clients don't know, because they don't know marketing, they know plumbing or whatever their business happens to be. And we help them create the marketing funnel that will actually help their business grow. But that's not where we started off. But if we'd not have actually created the first bit, we would never have got to the second bit. So if you're looking for clarity before you set off on your journey, you're going to be wasting an awful lot of time, potentially years. And my advice to you would be to forget waiting. Just do the damn things. Knock it out of the park. Get it out. Just put it out there. Get in front of clients. Start selling. Clients will give you feedback as to what worked and what isn't working. Then you can adapt and you can grow and you can expand your business. That's how business growth happens. All right, hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latour. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.